tomorrow's news today.
We are 50 days, 9 hours, 59 minutes, 34 seconds until the election, the most important election in world history. It is Sunday, September 15, 2024. And on Friday's show, I said another assassination attempt against Trump is imminent, probably at Mar-a-Lago, probably at his golf course. That's the main target. They know when he's there most often. And we caught the globalists with their pants down on this big time. I have literally hundreds of articles where within minutes of this breaking, about an hour and 45 minutes ago, every channel, CNN, New York Times, all of them had been given the official story by whoever, that it was just a gang shootout and it wasn't Trump and everything was fine. Then Sean Hannity was supposed to go with him and play golf this morning, but didn't. Calls Trump and calls other witnesses. They're between the fifth and sixth hole. The Secret Service see a guy with a gun pointed at Trump. They reportedly start shooting. They tackle Trump. He had a semi-automatic rifle described as an AK-47 type. They return fire. The individual flees in a black SUV and has been captured. Now, will they blame Iran? We don't know. But who gave them the story that, oh, it's a high crime area, the richest area in the U.S., and that it wasn't an assassination attempt of Trump? We saw and heard the same thing in Butler for 8 hours, that it was an assassination attempt and Trump had just fallen down. And then Google, for a month and a half, it was 2 month mark on Friday of the assassination attempt, wouldn't show any searches of Trump assassination, images, articles, videos. They just made that decision. So we're seeing the same attempt at information management, but it's failed. It's all at Rel Alex Jones on X, Sean Hannity, Mara Nafal, Jack Posobiec. And we're going to get all those folks on the broadcast, but I'm tracking all this in live time as well. And obviously, we've been predicting all of it. I shot a report minutes before we went live. It's now on X that you can share. Donald Trump survives second assassination attempt as corporate media goes into full damage control mode. That's on Real Alex Jones on X. So, here's the headline. I have the video clips. CNN reports Trump was target of shots fired. CNN reports Trump was target of shots fired. Suspect detained after fleeing an SUV from Trump golf course shooting. Suspect pointed rifle at Trump, may have shot golf course before Secret Service opened fire. Suspect in Trump golf course incident arrested on I-95. MSM had their story lined up. Trump safer for gunshots fired in his vicinity. Remember, an AK-47 semi-automatic rifle was recovered as well as GoPro camera. Just in, Secret Service did fire back at possible assassin. Don't worry, AG Garland briefed on Trump security incident. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't go to the DHS or the Justice Department. They're the ones that had the stand down and lied to Congress and did what they did in Butler. And when they failed and Trump got even more popular, what were they going to try again? Well, you know what they're going to try again. They're going to try to kill him again and again and again. And Trump needs to start taking this stuff seriously. He needs to just go to a media bunker, point out the deep state's trying to kill him, and broadcast basically 10 hours a day. They'll win by 75 points. If he keeps running around, they will kill him. If he makes it to the election, they'll kill him when he's president-elect during the 76 days. It's absolute certainty they're going to keep trying until they kill him. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. We're live.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a reason during this election I've been broadcasting 7 days a week. We were up here yesterday filing a bunch of reports. We're here live right now at 4:06 Central Time, 5:06 Eastern, 3:06 Mountain, 2:06 Pacific. And it's because massive developments are happening every day. The globalist deep state tried to kill Trump and Butler. The evidence is overwhelming. They lied to Congress about it. All the evidence came out last week. They want to start pure World War III with Russia. Biden did greenlight bombing Russia starting as early as this week with heavy U.S.-made missiles. An act of war, Russia says. They need Trump out of the way for their big global plans of global domination. So there's so much to unpack here. Now, about 2 hours ago, on the golf course by Mar-a-Lago, between the fifth and sixth hole, citizens saw it, witnesses saw it, that's now come out, a man very calmly got up an SUV with a GoPro and a rifle and go up to the woods and wait, knew right where Trump would be, totally being coordinated, ladies and gentlemen, and either began a shot or was about to shoot, and the Secret Service tackled Trump, shot at him, he escaped, they've captured him. Now, did the globalist hire through some third-party an Iranian who thinks he's for the Iranians and they're about to set up Iran in World War III? Seen a lot of pre-programming on that. I don't know. Is it some maniac that had help? Because he clearly knew where right to be. And again, just like Butler, it was citizens. Hey, there's a guy on the roof with a gun, and nothing's done. 90 minutes, he's caught with rangefinders, a bag, a bike. He's jumping from building to building, didn't climb up the building. The Secret Service said, don't put people on the building. The Secret Service didn't shoot the shooter, crooks. It was the cops. Everything we were told was a lie by the same DHS that wants Trump dead, by the same Justice Department that's waging war against Trump. They failed at every level with the impeachments and the scams and the indictments and the fake conviction and the civil lawfare. The next thing on the trajectory is to kill him. And I'm going to say it again. What is Trump doing out playing golf? One thing to go to the rallies and have an iron glass around him or bulletproof glass. But I've said this about 1,000 times in the last 2 months, at least. I mean, probably 10 times a day, so do the math. That Trump is rolling the dice on this. So for me, that's the big front and center issue here. This is a Sunday emergency broadcast. Secret Service confirms second assassination attempt on President Trump in Florida. Alex Jones, that's me, is live on air right now breaking down the deep state's next move and how to stop them. And I said all last week, I said imminently they're going to try to kill him again. And then 2 hours ago, right when this broke, oh, it's just gang-related. It's a high crime area, which isn't true, richest part of the U.S. Yeah, high crime area with all the cops and Secret Service all over the place running around. And it's no big deal. Everything's fine. Just like they said for 8 hours, Trump wasn't shot at. He just fell down. You saw Google cover it up. So when you see them ready with their official story all at the same time, it's very suspicious. But CNN, to their credit, about an hour and 30 minutes later, just about 25, 30 minutes ago, came out and said, okay, we've talked to the Secret Service. They say the guy was trying to shoot Trump. The same story Hannity put out an hour and a half ago, because he is good friends with Trump. He lives in Palm Beach, and they were inviting him out, and he said, look, you guys just murder me too bad. You're too good at golf. I mean, Trump's a scratch golfer, almost professional. Some days basically is that good. And Hannity said, I can't get my ass kicked again. You're going to murder me. And he said, it's not a joke. It's sick that he said that. And then hours later, they try to kill Trump. So a lot's coming out. We'll cover it. We've got 4 hours here with the crew tonight. Sunday Night Live's coming up with Chase Geiser, 6 p.m. Central, in an hour and 50 minutes. I will stay on with him. And as more unfolds, we will have every bit of it here for you. But they have the suspect in custody. And if you think you're going to get the truth out of Mayorkas-controlled Secret Service or the rest of the FBI controlled by Merrick Garland, I got a bridge in Brooklyn. I want to sell you some oceanfront property in Arizona from my front porch. You can see the sea. But again, listen to me carefully. America is in a state of war with the deep state against the people. Top Democrats have said they're not going to accept Trump. They're going to have a civil war if he's elected in 50 days. So I'm going to say it again. Trump's got ice water in his veins, but you don't in a war put your top scientist or your top general out on the front line wearing his general's uniform where every enemy can see him and take a pot shot at him. That's not heroic. That's stupid. And Trump should really triple his security now. Oh, I heard the talk. Oh, they won't try the shooting again after they already did. Yeah, the hell they won't. Truck bombs, poisoning, missiles shooting down his plane, blaming Iran. I predicted that before they started pre-programming it. Days after they tried to kill Trump, I said it the day after and 3 days after they came out, oh, the Iranians were probably behind it. Did the Iranians have the Secret Service stand down? Or have Ronald Rowe, the real head of the Secret Service that ran all the stand downs, lie to Congress to do all that? No. They're making their move, folks. There's a coup over America. They stole the 2020 election. They know Trump's winning by a landslide. There's not enough fraud to steal it. Too big to rig. And so all they can do is try to kill Trump. And they're going to kill J.D. Vance, too. They already been sabotaging their aircraft. Both their aircraft have had problems all of a sudden, emergency landings. This is just out of control. Drone attacks, you name it. Pray for Trump right now. And you know what? If he keeps doing this stuff, I'm going to go on the trail following Trump around, bullhorning and making a big scene about this. I'm going to protest him if he continues to do this. Not that I don't support him. It's the opposite. Trump, you're in a war. It's time to put you in the bunker. And time to come out and say overwhelming evidence. Put a poll on X. 98% are going to say the deep state trying to kill Trump. You'd be an idiot at this point. They're starting to not know that, to not say that. They're about to start nuclear war with Russia. They just authorized Friday U.S. heavy missiles to start raining down inside Russia. Russia says it's an act of war. We'll go to war with us. And Bolton goes, oh, it's just a bluff. Like he bluffed going into Ukraine if NATO continued to expand there. He did it. So this is just out of control. This is end of the world type crap going on. But CNN now reports about all the video clips that the Secret Service says it was an attempted assassination. And the leftists and the Democrats and their influencers are all over X. I saw them going through the news. Oh, it's nothing. It's just a backfire. Oh, just gang related. Putting out the official story that's still been discredited. It's just like they tell you there's no Haitians eating geese or cats, and there's just tons of videos of them eating them and doing recipes on it, and the media is still telling you it doesn't exist. Oh, there's no Venezuelan gangs or no MS-13 or no inflation or no open border, and she was the border czar, and she wasn't the border czar, and now she is the best border czar ever. I mean, she said Tuesday with Trump that it's crazy. She doesn't want to take any guns. Why? Tim Walz loves guns. He loves to hunt. That's the quote. Yesterday, she puts out an official policy link saying ban all semi-autos, ban all assault rifles on her ex, with a link to the new policy paper saying ban all semi-autos on the frickin' her campaign website. So 4 days before, he's crazy, it doesn't exist. And then 4 days later, she says now she wants it again, even though we have 20-plus videos of her saying it in the last few years, just like she wants to ban fracking. Hell yeah, I'll ban all fracking. Now, I never said that. You're crazy. So they just gaslight and gaslight and gaslight so you don't take action. You know it. They're trying to kill Trump. They're going to try again. And Trump's just out there on the golf course where major roads drive by, where people can just get in those giant shrubs they've got there dividing the neighborhood. And the guy just parks his car, gets out with a gun, knows right where Trump's going to be, magically through the giant shrubs. You can't even see through them. I looked it up. Like 30-foot-tall giant shrubs. He just magically knows right where to pop out where Trump is. Just magically on 18 holes, knew right where Trump would be, right there at the right moment. And the Secret Service and the police are all sitting there, you know, just standing around. But a citizen ran up and pointed it out and saw it again and made a big noise. Hey, there's a guy with a gun right here. Secret Service, who are good, the local ones, the ones with Trump. Boom, 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 boom. Which they should have done. So it's on, folks. It is on. And let me tell you, I got a vested interest in Trump surviving and becoming president. They've been coming after me and doing all sorts of dirty tricks. I'm not going to spend our time on it. You know the stuff going on. It's happening to anybody prominent defending Trump. They're coming after everybody, including you and your energy and your children and your health and your Social Security and your bodily autonomy with forced injections in a UN treaty. I mean, we're going into slavery hardcore. You think stuff's crazy now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. We are in a state of war. The globalists have hijacked the country. They stole the election. They're at war with us, our nation, our currency, our border, our culture, our children, our bodies, our lives. And everybody has this normalcy bias. I just want to go to the movies and a nice dinner and I want to go bowling. Fine, great, I love all that too. But you don't do that when your country is being destroyed and starting World War III by psychotics. There's no way to describe how serious this is. And I keep saying it needs to be urgency, needs to be a concern, need to listen to me. And I know the listeners get that. The left's like, big deal, Putin won't do anything when we start bombing him next week. What? I mean, it's just all completely bonkers. Now, they just started the press conference. Here it is. We'll go to some of this. Notice you didn't have a press conference in Butler because it was all planned out. Even more than this. But he was given protection, and they had their official story ready within 60 seconds of it breaking. The same story everywhere. How would they know that? Gang-related, not Trump. A gang shootout. Horrible crime area. Total horse crap. Politico, CNN, all of them. But soon the Secret Service said, nope, there was a guy trying to shoot him. Let's go to the press conference. Here it is.
Talk about ahead of time. We are going to give you, when I say we have a representative from the FBI, from the Secret Service, from the state attorney's office. We are going to give you everything we have. Everything. All right? So when we get done, think about your questions, because we're not going to take a lot. And keep them to the information that you heard. Don't get into what ifs and because of this. We're not going to go there. All right? So keep that in mind, and we'll be good. So here we go. All right. 1:30 this afternoon, call came out, shots fired. That was called in by the Secret Service. Because we're in constant contact with them all the time, we were notified of that, and we had units here that immediately sealed off the area. Fortunately, we were able to locate a witness that came to us and said, hey, I saw the guy running out of the bushes. He jumped into a black Nissan, and I took a picture of the vehicle and the tag, which was great. So we had that information. Our real-time crime center put it out to the license plate readers. And we were able to get a hit on that vehicle on I-95 as it was headed into Martin County. We got a hold of Martin County Sheriff's Office, alerted them, and they spotted the vehicle and pulled it over and detained the guy. After that, we took the witness that witnessed the incident, flew him up there, and he identified as the person that he saw running out of the bushes and jumped into the car. Now, in the bushes where this guy was is an AK-47 style rifle with a scope, two backpacks which were hung on the fence that had ceramic tile in them, and a GoPro, which he was going to take pictures of. So those are being processed right now. The Secret Service agent that was on the course did a fantastic job. What they do is they have an agent that jumps one hole ahead of time to where the president was at. And he was able to spot this rifle barrel sticking out of the fence and immediately engage that individual, at which time the individual took off. So that's what we know about the investigation. We have somebody in custody right now that is a potential suspect. We got a little bit more work to do on it, but as we usually do, as soon as we decide that we're going to book him into the county jail and the charges that he's going to be booked into, we'll get those to you and we'll get a picture of him and we'll get you his background. So now I'm going to turn it over to the representative of the Secret Service, and he's going to make a brief statement.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I first want to thank all of our law enforcement partners, to include the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office and the Martin County Sheriff's Office, for their involvement today. Former President Donald Trump is safe and unharmed following a protective incident shortly before 2 p.m. on Sunday at Trump International Golf Club at West Palm Beach. The U.S. Secret Service personnel opened fire on a gunman located near the property line, and this matter is under investigation. I'll turn it over to my partners over at the FBI.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Veltri. I'm the special agent in charge of the FBI's Miami field office. The FBI has assumed the role as the lead federal law enforcement agency in the investigation of the incident that occurred earlier today at Trump International Golf Course here in West Palm Beach, Florida. We've deployed a number of resources, including investigative teams, crisis response team members, bomb technicians, and evidence response team members as well. What we need right now is for the public to avoid the area around the golf course. We will continue to support this investigation with the full resources of the FBI, alongside our partners with the United States Secret Service and the Palm Beach Sheriff's Office, as well as Martin County Sheriff's Office and state and local law enforcement. I would ask that if anyone has any information that may assist with this investigation, to contact our tip line at 1-800-CALL-FBI or at tips, that's T-I-P-S dot FBI dot gov. Thank you.
David?
Hi, I'm Dave Ehrenberg, State Attorney for Palm Beach County. I want to thank Sheriff Bradshaw and our partners at the local, state, and federal levels. I'm here because our prosecutors are currently working up warrants and a motion for pretrial detention for the suspect. In that way, he will be kept in custody. But our filing of these warrants and charges at the state level does not preclude federal charges that could be coming. But in the meantime, it looks like the warrants and the pretrial detention motion will happen first. And again, I want to thank the cooperation we've had with our federal partners and at the local level. And thank you all for being here today.
Okay, we're going to make these pictures available to you. It'll show you a picture of the backpack and the rifle. And there's also a GoPro on the fence there where he was intent on filming what was going on. Even though we're going to have to secure a couple of areas around the golf course here, the public doesn't need to panic. We know that we got a post office, a library, and a school down the street. So we'll make it convenient for you to get to all the places you need to go, get your kids to school.
All right, let's stop right here. They're not going to have any more information. Okay, and we'll track it as it unfolds. Here's the deal. Put the satellite photo of Mar-a-Lago back on screen, please. So Trump built a $45 million golf course right next to Mar-a-Lago. It's in Palm Beach. People are confused. They go, is it Mar-a-Lago or Palm Beach? Mar-a-Lago is his resort in Palm Beach. It's the most expensive real estate in the world. He was convicted for saying it was worth $200 million when the judge, who didn't have a real estate license, said it was worth $18. 2 acres last year sold next to it for $200 plus million. So it's probably worth $1 billion. The point is, that doesn't matter. Put it back on screen, please. If you look at it, there's a giant hedge that goes all the way around it, about 30 feet tall. And there's roads, as you can see, around two-thirds of it. So how did this individual, they now reportedly have his photo, it's reported, it's alleged, but it's being reported, of him being stopped, and it's a white man in his 60s. But in the fog of this, we're not sure yet. Other people are saying it's him. We're just saying it's being reported. How does he duck in with a gun into the woods, into shrubs, into a big divider of trees, and they reported calmly, and then get a line of sight on Trump and reportedly start firing. We're not sure. Shots were fired. And the Secret Service either returned fire or saw him aiming the gun and shot at him. And then he left the gun and ran back out. And the witness that saw him go in and saw him come out, they saw all this crap and pointed what car it was to the police that were already rolling up. And look, I'm not going to even attack the police. When you're having to protect, let's put that back on screen, this gigantic area with post offices and schools and grocery stores and condos and mansions all around it. Shopping centers. I mean, this is the richest area now in the United States. It used to be New York. It's now there. Everybody, the rich people in New York move there. That's where they moved. Trump first did it 35 years ago. It was pretty much run down when he went and did it. He built it up. But the point is that how the hell do you defend that? How did I sneak in Bohemian Grove 24 years ago? Right around the Secret Service. Because they, it's a gorge. You only got one big entrance to it. And then redwoods that go up. And it's literally 1,000 foot plus. You know, you're already up in the hills, the mountains. So it's a mountain gorge. But I just slipped in and slipped around them. Because they didn't have a solid perimeter. I had 150, maybe 120 yards to get through, and I snuck right around him. And I got footage of it. So that is undefendable unless they came in with an emergency. He's not the president. He can't do it. And shut the area down. Trump shouldn't do that. He should pick one of his golf courses that has a resort area in the corner of it. They have those. He owns a bunch of golf courses. It's got a mansion on it that can be defended and encircled with no major roads around it so that people can't bring truck bombs in. And then that's not even safe because they can hijack a jet and fly it into them. So he needs to be in a bunker. Not on the news. Trump's back at Mar-a-Lago. And everybody knows he plays golf every day. And then this guy, and there are police and Secret Service all over the place, patrolling back and forth, pulls up, parks his SUV, and then magically knows how to run in the woods. And I've looked it up. They do question anybody that pulls a car off and parks it, usually within a few minutes. So he wasn't like checking here and checking there and pulling over here and running over there and looking for Trump on a giant golf course, 18 holes. I live on one, folks. Believe me, it'd be hard for me to, you know, just know somebody's playing golf at some time and then just drive around on the roads looking and hoping I see them. Especially when there's these big shrubs that are solid. I've seen shots from the ground. They're just these big trees that start at the bottom, those Roman-style trees. I forget their name, and they're just, it's solid. So the neighbors don't have to see it, and the golf balls don't hit them. So the golfers have privacy. And so this guy knew right where to pop in, and nobody else is pointing that out. I mean, this is ridiculous. Just like with Crooks, the whole stand down, them protecting him, running around the roof forever. It's ridiculous. I'm going to get a cup of coffee and I'm going to come back and lay through all this, but we can obsess over the new assassination attempt and the details all day. You're an idiot if you don't think the deep state bare minimum told this guy where to go. Now notice you're seeing a press conference right away. You never saw one in Butler, did you? Because that was a total setup. This guy just got told where to be, guaranteed had an earpiece or a phone, but the FBI is going to be control of that phone. Who told him where to be? Who guided him to what spot? They need to check all his GPS, his phone record, how many times he's been back to the golf course, who'd he meet with. But the Justice Department's going to run and control this, so you'll never see that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place. Because like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the, you know, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does. And again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting health care because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver health care for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, right, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, you know, the World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That, to me, is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, you know, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the Wellness Company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now, onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on. Want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh, yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
All right, we are back live on this Sunday, September 15th, 2024 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to break down what's happening, and I'm going to just tell you right now, and I know this audience gets it, but we need to take, everybody watching and listening, needs to take the feed from X at Real Alex Jones and share it on your email, your text message, on X, everywhere, on Facebook, everywhere else, and Infowars.com/show. That's how we reach more people, and you've been doing that lately. And so we had 15 million people watch the debate on our feed. We had 40 million watch Friday's show on X out of our five feeds. One had 30 million. The rest totaled 40 million as of this morning. 40 million people. clicked on the video. That's you. You did that. So go to the live feed right now. We'll show it to you on X. We'll put out like five headlines with a live feed in it. And we're going to educate and brief America here. CNN's top shows have 1 million viewers. Their smaller shows, 80,000. Just understand, they're a joke. The corporate media is dead. They have no power anymore except the power you give them in your mind. Now, I say this to the audience. I know most of the audience knows this, but for new viewers, this is not a Netflix true crime drama. This is not a Netflix fiction show. This is not Lord of the Rings. This is the real world on this planet. My life, your life, our lives, our children's lives together. Now, this did not happen 50 days out from the election by accident, just like Butler didn't happen by accident. The cover-up and the lies and the stand-down and everything else. And it's a no-brainer that they're going to try again and again and again and again and again and again to kill Trump. And they asked in the press conference that's still ongoing, well, why didn't he have Secret Service guard in the golf course? Well, he's not the president. He gets a small number. And he supposedly have Army Special Operations former people, there's no such thing, that are guarding him as well. Well, didn't work, did it? A private citizen stopped it, like they tried to stop it in Butler, but the Secret Service sat there while the guy ran around on the roof for 26 minutes. Well, he ran around with a rifle for 6 minutes. He's got a gun, he's got a gun, he's got a gun. You can see on cameras from behind Trump, the guy crawling around up there with a naked eye. 150 yards away. And now this guy drops in on a giant, huge golf course that has some of the huge thoroughways, you know, huge 200, 300 yard holes, gigantic. And he just knows right where to drop in where Trump is and tries to kill him. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is history happening right now. Now there's video. Crooks running around on the roof. So this is a joke. How bad this is. So they've done it again. They will do it again. And I made a big deal about it, that Trump should not be parading around in front of everybody. People understand if he says, look, they keep trying to kill me. I've got to get in as a president. I don't control the Secret Service. I don't have protection. And he can digitally dominate and do fireside chats every night and do roundtable interviews and invite all the independent media there that's bigger than the mainstream media that's not mainstream. He should do Elon Musk updates every few days with a billion viewers. Instead, there's J.D. Vance is on CNN half the time talking to their million viewers, getting beat up by him. I mean, it's a joke. And the corporate media is talking about Laura Loomer. Nothing against Laura, but, you know, my God. But this did not happen in a vacuum. Wednesday, the British say we've been given a green light to start bombing inside Russia with high-power, precision-guided U.S. made missiles. They put the explosives in Europe. The UK owns the company. Storm Shadow. You can fire them from 1,000 miles away. The ones they're getting them go like 500. And you can hit a postage stamp with it. You can sit there and stand there in a field with your mouth open and they can drop the missile right into your mouth. The nose cone would hit you right in the teeth. So Russia has said that'll be an act of war. They told the UN that on Friday. And Biden on Friday came out in the London Guardian, New York Times, said, well, yeah, we just don't want the blame for it, but we give the authorization. Trudeau came out and said, yep, it's all authorized. And so will it start tomorrow? Will it start today? Will it start next week? How will the Russians respond? Got a guy with his backpack and his, you know, gun and all the rest of it with his scope. They said it was an AK-47 type rifle. The clip, the magazine looks like one, but I don't know. The rest of the rifles, they look like a Dragunov or whatever those Russian-style sniper ones are. There are a lot of those sold in the market here in the United States. Not the rifle I'd use, but thank God these guys aren't using 300 Win Mags. Or 338 Lapua or some of the others. I know there's some smaller rounds people like, but I like a 300 Win Mag. I can shoot mountain goats at 800 yards all day, never miss. But thank God they're not using a real rifle. But that's what these people think are good. So here we are. And the Secret Service fired at him and stopped him. But I'm going to say it again. They wanted to get Trump out of the way before full war with Russia. And I just cannot believe we're in this position. I cannot believe things are this serious. I keep telling my family who were dialed in and smart. They knew about the stuff where I was born. They're still just going to the movies. And, oh, Alex, don't worry about it. Hey, let's go on a trip. Let's go on a Caribbean trip next week. Nope, not happening. I'm going to Reading next week with Tucker and Jack Posobiec because it's key, and it's key to reach those people, and it'll be on the podcast that probably reach 30 million people. So I'm doing that. But after that, I'm done for the election because I need to stay right where I'm at to report on this because I can reach tens of millions a day. And there's no danger at that rally, obviously. It's Trump as the target. But my point is that I can sit here digitally morning, noon, and night, just like we do and Steve Bannon does, emulating us. And I love the fact that he does that. He'll be out of jail hopefully soon. They neutralized him for all this. Tried to take us off the air 10 weeks ago, remember? Outside of court order. Total vigilantism by the Justice Department. Through the bankruptcy system, the judge shut them down. I mean, that's how desperate they are. And when they tried to shut us down without a court order 10 weeks ago, literally came here to lock the place and said, we don't need an order. Get out of the way. I said, no, I'm not. I'm calling the police. People said, that can't be true. That sounds insane. But later came out in the news, they did that. Reuters AP was proud of it. Oh, yeah, they tried to shut down. Jones didn't let him, but we'll shut it down soon. It wasn't about me. I said, they're getting ready to kill Trump. I mean, that's not a hard thing to... They got the Justice Department trying to shut us down without a court order, not even a piece of paper? I got physically ill when that happened, started throwing up all over the place. Crew's like, what's wrong? Laura Logan was here the next day after it was happening. They tried again. She said, why are you so upset? I said, they're going to kill Trump. I said, oh, no, they're going to kill Trump. It's imminent. It's imminent. That's why they did this. I mean, I'm not stupid. You're a sentry on a parapet at a castle 1,000 years ago, and you see some movement in the edge of the woods there, and all of a sudden seven arrows shoot past you and shoot the other sentry in the head, and one grazes you in the arm. You don't go, oh, poor me, somebody tried to hurt me. You start ringing the alarm bell, bang, 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 bang. You light the emergency torch. You say, probable invasion. And sure enough, by the time your forces rally, 20,000 people come out of the woods, with ladders, trying to come over the walls, man. Those arrows came in here and barely missed us. We almost got shut down. The Justice Department tried to bluff its way to take us off air. I didn't go, boy, I'm important. I mean, they're getting ready to kill Trump. Because I'm a sentry. I'm a Paul Revere on the parapet at 2 a.m. And I see in the shadows movement. And I'm looking over 60 yards. And all of a sudden, got it. The border's overrun. Everything's overrun. America is under attack. But it's a new type of asymmetrical warfare. It's not Nazi Germany and army tanks or the Soviet Union and missiles. It's the New World Order bombing you with poison shots, bombing you with poison culture, bombing you with devalued currency, bombing you, attacking you, lying to you, savaging you. They're enemies. That's why Kamala said, I've never wanted gun control Tuesday. And then she came out officially and said, we want to ban all your semi-autos Saturday. Even though she said before she wants to ban them all. She goes, you're crazy. I never said that. Like Tim Walz hunts. 4 days later, I'm going to ban your guns. Like, why does she do that? Because it's disrespecting you. Yep, there he is coming up to the edge of the shrubs, the trees. Knew right where Trump was. Trump was again at hole 5 when it happened. Going to hole 6. And he knew right where to pull up. And that road's just full of police and Secret Service. I've talked to folks that are there. I've looked at it on the news. I mean, you're talking, that one's rolling by every 30 seconds, back and forth. If you look at, I've seen the newscast, you'll just see constantly 3 or 4 police cars driving up the road, back and forth, turning around, Back, imagine that job, just all day, back and forth, back and forth. Anybody pulls over and stops, gets in the woods, this guy, he just magically knew right where to pull up and right where to pop out. Again, I've said it 100 times or more. The average Secret Service man is a good person. And they're the ones that can get shot for Trump. They're the ones that are there shielding him. They're the ones that care. They shot back. They shot at the guy when he pops out of the woods with his rifle, which looks like a... Put it back on screen. It's in the shadows, but I know why they're calling it AK-47's talk, because it's got the banana magazine clip, as it's called, popular nomenclature, but it's a magazine. And it looks like a... Was it Dragoff? Yeah. I've never owned one. I've shot one. Looks like it's even got the little Russian scope on it. Not a piece of crap. I mean, it's not bad. It's just not a 301 mag. So, and are they going to say he's a Russian? Are they going to say he's a Iranian? They've got these stories all pre-programmed. But the big takeaway here is Trump going to stop acting like a fish in a barrel, or that he's at the carnival and he's one of the targets you sit there and you shoot at with the BB guns? You know, they've had them since I was a kid. You go to the carnival and they put the little piece of paper up there with a red star. You got to shoot it just perfectly all out to win a prize. The secret is you don't shoot the star itself. You're shooting a circle around it. They always get mad because I just win and 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 win. You know, they put a whole strip of, it's like a clip of BBs, and they load it in and it's air powered. Does Trump like want to be like the piece of paper with the red star on it at the carnival? Because that's what he is. I mean, maybe he likes getting shot at. But I'm going to be really upset when they kill him and they just try it again. And if you think it's going to be 2 months till they try again, think again. They got people lined up for 2 days from now, next week. They got people swarming around. They're just waiting to have some driver or somebody that works with one of these reporters be a Trump supporter, mainstream media matter, that get on Air Force One. Trump should not have the press corps on his airplane. Everyone should be double searched when they come on, because all it takes is a half pound of plastic explosives or 2 pounds or a pound woven into the inside of a purse, inside the lining, and then the plane's taken off perfect time, and all you do is dial the cell phone, doot, 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 call. And when the call goes through, fuselage blows out. They'll probably detonate at about 3,000 feet to get a good crash. You ready for Trump? You ready to wake up? Are you ready to be at work at lunch and everybody starts running around going, oh, President Trump's plane went down? You ready for that? Ready to hear, oh, a big explosion at Mar-a-Lago? You ready for that? You ready for that? Because that's what you're going to be watching and you're going to be seeing, and he'll be dead. And then they're going to stage a bunch of false flags and say right-wingers did it in response to it. And this is all very easy to know what's going on. I mean, I'm sitting here like telling you what's going to happen if Trump doesn't stop. Do I have to get on an airplane and find his schedule and go make a huge scene? I've been thinking about what I'm going to have to pull. Oh God, do I have to do everything? So, I mean, I don't know what to say. I got Don Jr.'s number, and I've called these people. I could call up and yell at them, I guess. I've been nice so far. I mean, do you want your dad's blown-off head in your hands? I know you don't. So you can only tempt fate so many times. God's hand is on Trump. But Hunter S. Thompson said, trust in God, but we're away from the rocks. The Bedouins say, trust in God, but tie up your camel. God helps those that helps themselves. And we have madmen running the country, and they're totally at war with us. And Trump needs to be very direct with people. They're trying to kill him, and twice is enough. He needs to go digital. He needs to decide where he's going to move and when, not tell people till like an hour before. Because next they're going to hit his motorcade with a truck bomb. Look, the Secret Service knows the route he takes. That'll be given to Merrick Garland or Mayorkas. Look, I guarantee you, they got truck bombs with plastic explosives loaded up right now. And all they got to do is park one in a garage on Trump's route. And he's driving by 50 feet away from it on the road. And they go, bloop. And then his armored sedan will roll 5 or 6 times. And he will bare minimum be seriously brain damaged. Ask the troops that get blown up by IEDs how it feels. And this is going to be a lot bigger than that. So he might survive that. Or they shoot down his airplane and say the Iranians did it. With a surface-to-air missile. You know they're trying to poison him's food. I know he takes precautions for that. He's worried about that for a while. So he'll randomly tell his staff, go get 20 cheeseburgers. And he looks at them all and picks one. So, or he has trusted people at Mar-a-Lago that he comes, he picks the steak. You've seen it on footage. And he goes, oh, I want that one. And he watches him cook it, watches him make a spaghetti, his fettuccine Alfredo, his lobster tails, or he goes to buffets. He knows buffets are going at Mar-a-Lago all the time. He goes to other golf courses too, and he just shows up unannounced. He goes right up to the thing himself. Breaking. Eric Prince, founder of the private security firm Blackwater, calls on Florida Governor DeSantis to immediately assume control of the investigation in the second Trump assassination attempt. He adds the feds have dropped the ball thoroughly on Butler, PA. The time for Florida to save the day. Damn right. Print me that. 100%. I mean, that's a nice way of saying the. You know this was quarterbacked by Merrick Garland. Guaranteed, 100%. They used a couple of cutouts to, you know, tell the guy where to be. He was so coordinated. He was driving around in the area, ready. They probably drilled it a few times. His source says, all right, go to zone such and such. He's got it marked on his GPS, pulls up. Walk. There's Trump right there. Pops out with a gun. Secret Service start firing at him. We're not sure if he fired. And the rest is history. I mean, precision. Precision. Would you know how to just pull up at Trump's giant golf course and just randomly walk in the woods and there he is while the cops are driving back and forth with the Secret Service who do their jobs and would run over? They were there when he runs out of the woods, gets in the car, and the guy goes, that's him, that's the guy, he had a gun. So they got him because somebody's like, hey, there's a guy right there, like they did in Butler. Hey, he's on the roof, there he is. Nothing's done for 6-7 minutes. Hey, he's got a gun. Everybody's running, he's got a gun, run, he's got a gun. Local police were locked behind the fence and not allowed in and had to ram through it when Trump got shot. I mean, this is ridiculous. This isn't coincidences. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to, just so it's on record, I'm going to play all the CNN clips admitting it was an assassination attempt in the press conference and go over all the news and the background of it. And then we're going to join a Spaces with Mariana Fall, one with Nick Santor. They've had millions on there as well. It's good to join the streams, contrary to what Ghostbuster says. And then cross the streams. And then we'll continue on to 8 o'clock tonight at least. But now they're going to really be desperate, and so it's not a hard prediction. It is a probable probability and pretty much a guarantee that they will now accelerate the timetable for killing Trump. And they definitely don't want Trump and J.D. Vance at the same place at the same time. So that's where we are. And just the backdrop of the missiles to start raining down on Russia, and it could happen next hour, it could happen 2 weeks from now, I don't know. All confirmed, the U.S. government's going to greenlit NATO bombing the crap out of Russia, inside Russia, with giant cruise missiles that blow up whole blocks, blow up, you know, whole military barracks, whole airfields, large portions of it. So that's where we are with 50 days left of the election. And this is just, and a lot of people, this is like entertainment now. Oh, a guy charged the stage and tried to jump on Trump. Oh, God, another guy tried to kill him. Oh, boy, this is better than a TV show. This is people that have enslaved the country, that are destroying the nation, trying to kill our leaders. We're trying to get control again and fix things. They just tried to kill him again. They just tried to kill your freedom. They just attacked you. Do you understand that? Do you? All right, let me do this because we're going to win. Trump's going to be safer. I trust in God. God's hands on us, and we've got to stay on air. Before I start the next hour, we had 40 million viewers on X of Friday's show. It wasn't just my show. It was the loop of all the shows. The network feed had 30 million. My show, you added up the other shows, is over 40 million views of the shows Friday. But a loop of Harrison, myself, and Owen, 30 million plus, and then others, 10 million, 40 plus million. And I'm not bitching. It's great. And we did see some uptake in sales. We had millions and millions on InfoWars. But it's new listeners, folks, and they don't buy crap. It is the original hardcore folks, you know who you are, that are supporters, that are responsible for the fact we're reaching so many people. I salute you. I thank you. Great job. And so I just ask you to continue, and I thank you, and I appreciate you. They're great products you need. And I want to encourage all the new viewers. These are great products, great supplements, great T-shirts, great books, great films, highest quality water filtration at the lowest prices. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we now have the AlexJonesStore.com. One word. We'll put it on screen. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And when you go there, there are now 40-plus T-shirts designed by some of the top designers in the country. They make a lot of the Trump shirts, you name it, the folks at Bigley. A lot of Alex Jones, InfoWars-centric shirts, Kamala Kills, 30-plus awesome ball caps, Don't Snack on Me with a Cat. It's really funny. We've come back with the Save the Frog shirt but with a bigger, better design. Never Surrender with Trump. We Are Not Descended from Fearful Men. It's all at TheAlexJonesStore.com. One word, TheAlexJonesStore.com. We're going to add a link up on X, on Real Alex Jones at the top, so you can always find it easy. But if you go through my feed, you'll see links to some of the T-shirts. These are designer shirts. They're beautiful. They're made right here and printed in America. There's over 40 designs now. That's the best-selling. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God, 1776, with the Punisher, red, white, and blue. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and the great supplements and more, and the great CBD oil at the lowest prices is so good for your whole body, and inflammation is under InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget all the nano silver products, the Sublime Foundational Energy, the Cabochill, and so much more at DrJonesNaturals.com. Please support us. Hour number 2, 3, and 4 straight ahead.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Get your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So, folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support. Get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156. 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday Cage Bullet Resistant Backpack, that is so amazing, heavy duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a bivy stick. I can get the secure phone because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. Also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust. All these things that you save onto that phone is not hackable. You know, it's not. It's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S., it's a satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.